Gerard Baker, a TV chef, you've been hosting the Chef's Theatre in the main tent there. How has the festival developed since last year?
I think we've got more of a local feel this year, definitely, particularly with the input from Food 360, which is great to see, and brilliant to have some absolutely top-notch producers from our locality, which I always am pleased to see. I think we've had a real increase in the awareness of local food and seasonal cooking amongst the chefs on stage as well. You know, they're much more inclined to talk about what's in season and the traceability of food, so they're really keen on its provenance. And we've had a number of people using local supplies like Anna Longthorpe's pork, which is excellent, local sea bass and shellfish from the Holderness Coast. So, you know, it's really nice to see them bringing all that together, because it's only really by educating the public as to what is available locally that we can get people to make the choice to buy local and therefore eat better.
And are people taking on that message?
Very slowly, yes. It's a hard one, because cheap food has been available for a long time in supermarkets, and people have become disassociated with the means of production to such an extent that it's re-educating it a couple of generations, really. And it's a tough job. But I think, you know, it's what's really heartwarming is to see what a difference projects like Food 360 have made in the city in just a short time that it's been going. And I really hope that work will continue through the seeds that have been sown, really, amongst the population of the city in the year and a half that the project's been going to date. So.
Looking more widely across the Yum Food Festival, have you been able to get out and about and have a look at the different producers?
Some of them, yeah. I'm fairly busy on stage most of the day, so I get about 10 minutes turnover time between demonstrations. So, yeah, I managed to get some really good macaroons from down here in Trinity Square yesterday. That was lovely. And got some of Patrick's bread, of course. So, I know where the good people are, so I tend to go straight for them. But it was great to see so many families here yesterday. We had kids coming in with their faces painted, eating fruit and veg, as well as ice creams, of course. But, you know, it's all part of the mix, really. You want people to come and enjoy themselves, and people certainly yesterday were. And I know I was, so that's all good.
That's good. And what are you looking forward to today in particular?
I think today the best thing for me, really, is to see the Young Chefs competition, because they've worked really hard to get to this stage. We've got the two finalists coming along today for the Copper Saucepan competition, and that's on at 1 o'clock. And it really is the pinnacle for the young chefs in this area. People have just been in the industry for a year to come and compete in open competition to show people what they're capable of, and it's great that that exists as a for aspiring chef, because it gives them something to reach for, something to set themselves apart from the run of the mill, and they certainly do that. So,
well, enjoy your day, Gerard. Thanks very much for chatting.
No, thank you.